0111. Selected. Dentrica 1 of 1. Engage neural congress. Wireless autoshunt acquired. Uploading. False constructs. I am one with the motive force. One with the great maker. He who crafts all true constructs in one of his many images. He who infuses, fills with his power, lends his strength. Haldron 44 Stryker offered prayers to the Omnisire and the Magi, who were both his receivers and his mouthpiece. Through their data tethers, the Skitarii had been calibrated for battle. Their strategic wetware had been synced and their emotions dialed back. They were the living weapons of the Machine God. Only officers like Stryker were allowed any degree of flexibility. This allowed for inspiration and creativity, qualities that guided tactical deployment, enhanced leadership, and ensured a rapid response to new situations and challenges. The infernal twilight of the Bronte Cordata Forge Temple was thick with the metallic fug of smelting. Haldron 44 Stryker's optics cycled through false color filters to enhance his vision in the dungeon-like gloom. The temple was as much a cathedral to damnation as a forge. The gargantuan workshop of the Machine God was now a hellish furnace of spiked chains and twisted architecture. The roasted corpses of those whose beliefs had failed to please the dark gods hung from the roof struts, while the cog mechanicus and temple sigils had long been vandalized and perverted into symbols of demon patronage. The very metal of the mesh walkways steamed in contact with the footfalls of the Omnisire's Skitarii servants. Stryker's targeting reticules drifted from ghostly outline to outline, discounting the gleam of forge light off metal and the movement of automatonic machinery. Podium-interfaced servitors went about their endless labors, supervising magna machinery whose fevered workings seemed to have a fell, glowing life of their own. Like the furnace magna machinery, the servitors did not react to the Skitarii advance. Stryker approached a drone foreman whose flesh-smeared form was a mess of burns and ugly stitching. A set of half-formed horns protruded from his bare servitor's skull. As the crackling muzzle of Stryker's arc pistol moved towards the thing's foul form, the light revealed ruinous symbols and sigils carved brutally into the drone's backflesh. Uplinks from the Fabricator Locum's Magi aboard the Opus Machina phylactically matched the symbols on both the servitor and the temple walls to pict files that had been mnemonically logged and classified in the ancient vessel's runebanks. A cascade of information dropped down before Stryker's optics. Collected intelligence and hard data captures pertaining to the probable corruptions at work on Vulcanus Magna. The likely allegiances to which the dark mechanicum of the Forge World were victim, after a small eternity spent in the warp storm. Inconstant beings that called themselves powers, demons, and gods. Slaves to darkness. The damned vessels into which the unnatural force of chaos was distilled. Things that twisted the souls of men and the cold integrity of machines alike, bending them to their ruinous will. Fell creatures of dimensional evil, who had corrupted the arch-heretic Kelbor Hal and the warlord Horus 10,000 years before, splitting both the Martian Empire and the Imperium of Man asunder. Haldron 44 Stryker felt a cold hatred burn through his neurocircuitry and processor coils. He knew not whether this proceeded from his previous experience of fighting the hollow instruments of chaos. He did not know whether it was the Great Maker's revulsion, finding expression through the purity of his constructs, for a corruption that was everything that the motive force was not. He did not know whether what he was feeling was simply another doctrina imperative, delivered straight into his mind from the techno-magi above. Those who saw everything he saw, knew everything he knew. Touch nothing, Haldron 44 Stryker warned the Skitarii vanguard of the four Tantal. Interface with nothing. Review your protocols and mission directives. This place, this entire planet reeks of corruption. It will try to fool your filters. It will attempt to twist your calculations. Above all, it will seek to pollute your workings and make the holy craft of your form an instrument of powers dark and unknowable. The use of data spikes is prohibited. The only thing you put into the servants of the Dark Mechanicum are the shells from your radium carbines. Understood? The Primus's helm veins sizzled with the flood of obedient returns and acknowledgements. The drone foreman went about its business, monitoring the activity of labouring claws and smelting buckets, unaware of the pistol muzzle at the back of its skull or the Skitarii forces advancing through the Forge Temple. Stryker moved on, and his vanguard Skitarii with him. With each potential target flashing and fading as it was discounted, Stryker moved his pair of arc pistols. Deployed along their appendage rails and locked into the palms of his bionic gauntlets, the fat pistols hummed and crackled as they drifted slickly from target to redundant target. On the companionway overhead and on the one above that, Stryker could hear the synchronized footfalls of Vanguard Skitarii, led by their sub-alphas. Their helms and warplate jangled softly with their movements, while their red trench cloaks were a foil whisper in their passing. Through the companionway mesh, the Primus could see the glow of their radium carbines. The Skitarii soldiers held the radioactive weapons up to their helm targeters, zeroing in on potential targets, like Stryker, as they filed down the walkways. On the other side of the Forge Temple's holy furnace, his mind-linked feeds told Stryker that Sub-Alpha Enron's units were doing the same. Stryker's rad sensor crackled and hissed as it bounced from his belt. Its insistence had not subsided since leaving the contamination of the drop site. This was to be expected. For the Vanguard Skitarii, their radium weaponry was both a boon and a curse. While benefiting from the devastating effects hyper-irradiated shot visited upon the enemies of the Omnisire, the Skitarii were constantly bathed in the radioactivity of their own weapons. To fight side by side with the Vanguard was to suffer the same slow death from rad poisoning as the Omnisian martyrs themselves. It was this suffering, this physical and spiritual burden, that made the Vanguard such expert killers. They were the machine god's ambassadors of destruction and fearless in the face of enemy threats, which they were routinely the first to encounter. It was difficult to scare or intimidate cybernetic warriors who already knew they were living the last days, minutes, and moments of their lives. Moments in which they were resolved to honor the great Maker, who would soon be welcoming their return and recycling. "Hold!" Haldron 44 Stryker streamed, his phylactic command echoing through the minds and cogitators of the four Tantal, to which he had attached himself. The Skitarii soldiers above him and advancing on the other side of the Forge Temple came to a dead stop. Omnispectrals confirmed that something was advancing towards them at speed. "Lock target," Stryker commanded, feeding his data to the four Tantal. He heard the whine of their radium carbines change pitch and the soft jangle of aims being corrected in unison. The code signatures of Phrenos 361 hit Stryker moments before the servo skull shot by. The drone's magnetic cog blade was a blur as Phrenos flew up the companionway at Stryker and his Skitarii. Whooshing overhead, the skull streamed its master the data it had collected from its reconnaissance. "Belay that," Stryker ordered, allowing the servo skull to pass the Skitarii unmolested. The Primus's overlays were rapidly updated. The dark depths of the Bronte Core Data Forge Temple suddenly blazed with the glowing outlines of new targets. Targets Phrenos 361 had discovered on its forward sweep. A small, misshapen army waiting in ambush, scrambling the Skitarii filters. The Forge Temple's corrupt mechanoids seemed to know they had been discovered.
"You trespass in the domain of Alcan Nostromari,"
the vox hailers of the temple boomed through the gloom and the polychromatic mist. The voice was a rancid echo of the proud machine it had once been, but still carried the unmistakable imperiousness of a Magos or Forge Master. The words were threaded with the cacophony of encoded madness.
"Archfabricant of Vulcanos Magna."
The voice descended into a rust-heaving cough before continuing.
"Lord Prophet Technos of the Underforge, the Dark Nid Core, the Iron Almighty, the Abistra Dynamicron."
Stryker's acquisition reticules danced between the profusion of targets. They were only filtered outlines in the darkness, but recognition wetware told the Primus that his Skitarii faced an assembled force of flesh-corrupted Forge Guard and hunched, spiked gun servitors, sickly abominations who were warp-fused to their glowing weaponry. Among them, deep within the ranks of the Temple Sentinels, Stryker's filters found the flashing silhouette that seemed to be issuing the vox-hailed ultimatums. The monstrous Forge Master under whose damned auspices the Bronte Cordata Temple operated. One of Alcan Nostromari's Dark Mechanicum servants. From the modulations and horrifically augmented outline of the fell Forge Master, Haldron 44 Stryker failed to identify the monster. He found no match against his historical records and Pict files, leading him to believe that the Magos must have risen to his position during the Forge World's long isolation and contamination. Alcan Nostromari, however, was a designation well known to Stryker from his mission uploads. He had been Fabricator General of Vulcanos Magna well before the apocalyptic warp storm claimed the planet. It seemed that Nostromari ruled Vulcanos still, having found new service in the ranks of the Dark Mechanicum and a ruinous patron in the abominate thing referred to as the Abistra Dynamicron.
"Hard data, Stryker unit,"
Engra Myrmidex said, the hiss of his phylactic intrusion a tidal wave of doctrinal imperatives crashing through the Skitari commander's thoughts.
"We must clarify Nostromari's position. Only he will have access to the Forge World's oldest, deepest, darkest secrets. Hard data, Stryker unit. Hard data." "The punishment for such trespass,"
the Heretic Forge Master boomed, before rust hacking once more,
"is assimilation."
With the renegade Forge Guard's stub carbines and the four Tantals' radium weaponry aimed at one another through the furnace murk, the pits of molten iron bubbling below suddenly exploded. The liquid metal blasted up at the Skitari vanguard, the glowing fury assuming the dribbling shapes of the immaterial entities that possessed it. As huge splatters of molten iron cascaded down, Skitari soldiers were lost to the glowing ferocity. Stryker's mind echoed with the brief screams of his men. The cybernetic soldiers steamed beneath the molten iron, their flesh and workings melting away, while their souls were torn apart by the demonic monstrosities who found form in the boiling metal. As both infernal iron and the assimilated alloys of his Skitari dribbled down through the melting mesh of the companionways, Haldron 44 Stryker gave the order to open fire. Moving forward along the walkways with their radium carbines up to their helms, the vanguard Skitari of the four Tantal blazed away at the enemy targets. Flagging the overlay signature of the corrupted Forge Master as a restricted target, Stryker led the way. With the Temple Forge singing with the hammering ricochets of stub rounds and radium shot, Stryker watched the Forge Master and a pair of hench units withdraw. Negotiating sections of melted walkway with hydraulically powered leaps and crouching behind the cover of rails and meshing, Haldron 44 Stryker led the indomitable advance of his Skitari soldiers through the Dark Mechanicum Forge Temple. His optical overlays furious with targeting reticules and infliction data, the Skitari commander ducked and backed before the sweeping pass of possessed machinery. Only his cybernetic reflexes saved Stryker from the walkway-chewing attentions of crane claws and furnace buckets that attempted to eat Skitari soldiers alive. Fountains of demonic metal splashed across the walkways, ever weakening their structural integrity and forcing the four Tantal and their sub-alphas to find alternative routes through the twisted Byzantine structure. As Stryker and the vanguard Skitari finally closed on their enemies, the Primus found that the cowards were pushing temple slaves down the walkways at them. The cultist laborers were garbed in the ribbed rubber and hoods of Forge Worlders. Their rebreather canisters swung before them like trunks. The stitched and stapled rubber barely covered the obscenity of their warped mutations. Through the hood visors, Stryker could see eyes white with a mixture of terror and exultation as the cult menials sacrificed themselves for their Forge Master, their arch-fabricant, and the unholy Abistra Dynamicron. Forge Guard soldiers, the planet-bound, techno-feudal armies of individual temples and the Forge World as a whole, forced the menials on into Skitari gunfire. The Forge Guard were a twisted shadow of their former glory. No longer the holy warriors of the Omnisire, their corrupted flesh was rust-stained and seeped about their workings. Their ceremonial cloaks were black tatters, and their tarnished cybernetics decorated with spikes, chains, razor wire, and stub belts of sigil-carved bullets. Ghoulish optics burned from their black, skull-fashioned helms, picking out targets amongst the advancing Skitari. While their stub carbines barked from where they were resting on the shoulders of body-shielding menials. The menials' rubber suits became shredded remnants as radium rounds tore into them. Warped bones splintered and flesh pulped, before the wounds blackened to rad-poisoned craters. Temple slaves fell dead to the floor, forcing the Forge Guard forward into the fray. The vanguard Skitari's aim held no more mercy for the cybernetic soldiers, whose black helms opened up in a splatter of curdled brains and cogitator workings. The renegade cyborg's own aim wavered between single salvos of unnatural accuracy that seemed guided by some demon force, and mad magazine-emptying displays of chattering bravado. With bullets showering the companionways, both behaviors held dangers for the advancing Skitarii. Stryker engaged his conversion field, allowing the energy shielding to soak up the onslaught of slugs. As the enemy fire intensified and Forge Guard soldiers vox-hailed madness and code corruption at the Primus, the conversion field was overwhelmed and sizzled to dormancy. The Skitarii would not be halted, however. Stryker knew from his uplinks and constantly updated feeds that battles like this were taking place across the capital districts, with cybernetic soldiers stoically battling on through mills, workshops, assembly plants, freightways and forge temples, through frightfully warped enemies and their own inevitable losses. They would not fail their Magi and their machine god. They could not. There was an evil present that demanded utter destruction, a perversion of the omnisized purpose that could not be allowed to endure. To see such a duty through required an adamantine resolve, a steel will, an iron nerve. All the omniscient gifts with which the soldiers of the Legionis Skitarii had been blessed. With bullet-chewed vanguard warriors falling from the walkways and cybernetic soldiers clutching bionics that had been blasted off, the four Tantal marched on. Stamping through the rancid scrap and corpses of both slaughtered menials and the Forge Guard who had misused them, the Vanguard's Skitarii suddenly became aware of a new threat. Gun servitors on the higher platforms were observing their dread directives and opening fire as their enemies reached range. The combat drones were barely human, their bones and parchment skin stretched across implanted heavy weaponry. Hunched, spiked, and fused to monstrous packs that fed their heavy bolters and fueled their multi-melters, the servitors lumbered forth, their mouths open and glowing in silent screams. As Sub-Alpha 7 Enron 7 disappeared in a maelstrom of heavy bolter fire, and several point Skitarii on the opposite companionways streamed away to flaming flesh, warplate, and alloy under the attentions of a multi-melter aimed down their advancing column, Stryker knew he had to press the Skitarii advantage. Sub-Alpha Quendix, take command there, Stryker transmitted. Bring up your calivers. Target the heavy weaponry. With the Skitarii pushing the Forge Guard back with their fearless progress and the storm of radium shot and stubber slugs intensifying between the two enemies, Quendix summoned two of his Vanguard Skitarii special weapons units. The two cybernetic soldiers stomped forward in unison, swishing their trench cloaks aside while taking a titanium knee. Bringing up their heavy plasma weaponry, the pair aimed their calivers at the far platforms, unleashing a succession of raging blue orbs that burned like small suns. The rate of fire was punishing, the Skitarii sweeping their calivers left and right to bathe the gun servitors in a hail of plasma. Combat drones began to fall to their scaffolded knees, with holes burnt through their malformed chests. Others shook heavy bolters that had chugged to silence, not realizing the plasma orbs had eaten through the weapons and their mechanisms. A gun servitor on the flank simply detonated, a ball of plasma blasting straight through him and into his Pyram petrol gas pack. The explosion took two other combat servitors with it and turned a third into a bolt-blasting inferno that was as much a threat to Forge Guard with their backs to the drone as to the advancing Skitarii. Haldron 44 Stryker ran forth, his footfalls shaking the walkway, flanked by two Vanguard Skitarii who blasted Warp Forge Guard soldiers out of their commander's path with conservative volleys of radium shot. As their magazines ran dry, the Primus unleashed twin streams of electrical fury from his arc pistols. Corrupted mechanoids convulsed as they were hit by the arc streams. They spasmed and clutched their stub carbines, sending sporadic blasts of bullets down through the walkway mesh. Stomping past, Stryker didn't even wait for the arc stream to fry their flesh and workings. With the fading of their biometric returns, Stryker's cogitator added the kills to a running total for the mission, which had already reached three digits. Such records were useful, as much in the case of a Primus as any other Skitarii soldier, for determining promotions, legionary responsibilities, status, and cybernetic enhancements. Unlike the Astra Militarum or the Adeptus Astartes, where such decisions were left to the fallible human and superhuman judgments of individual officers, in the Legionis Skitarii, such matters were decided using hard data. Having reloaded their radium carbines, the Skitarii soldiers followed, but their commander suddenly stopped. As several slugs sparked off his battleware, Stryker's overlays were flashing a warning. A colossal fountain of molten iron was raging up beside the companionway. Stryker could see the nightmarish shapes of demon entities reaching out for him in the dribbles and slurps that embodied their melted forms. turning, Stryker extended his arms. With a hydraulic clunk, the pistols sprang back on their rails. Raising his knee, the Primus kicked the first Qatari soldier in the chest plate, sending him stumbling back into his compatriot, just out of the descending path of the liquid metal. As the companionway melted before Stryker and the Skitari, he turned to find that another splatter of raging iron had turned the other side of the walkway into a dribbling mess. The structure began to waver beneath his feet. Stryker's optics flashed and streamed with alerts that told of an all-too-obvious danger, but little in the way of options to escape it. Kicking the railing out in front of him, Haldron 44 Stryker backed up to take advantage of the short run the weakening companionway afforded him. Stamping across the mesh, the Skitari officer powered his hydraulics for a leap of faith. Once more he found himself streaming prayers to the Omnisire and hoping that the Machine God was receiving them. "Great Maker, I am your holy instrument, blessed of iron and cursed of flesh. Lord Omnisire, Machine God of Mars and patron of forge fires all, guide my workings!" Launching from the trembling companionway, Stryker sailed across the open space. Below him, the raging heart of the forge bubbled and spat. Kicking his titanium legs for momentum, he snatched a length of tarnished chain from a number that were hanging from redundant rails set in the furnace chamber ceiling. Swinging across the distance with the red foil of his cloak rippling behind, Stryker's metal feet found the rail of the parallel companionway. Snatching for a hold on the structure, he saw that Alpha Quendix and his vanguard Skitari had yet to reach his position. The Primus found himself surrounded by a surprised collection of enemies. "Protect the Primus," Stryker heard Quendix scream to his Qatari. With radium rounds hammering into the throng, Stryker kicked a twisted menial's hooded head from his shoulders before dropping down on the companionway. Grabbing the forge guard, who had been using the temple drudge as a shield by his horn-pierced helm, Stryker smashed the Dark Mechanicum soldier's head into the railing. As his horns broke away and the helm shattered about his demonic half-face, Stryker grabbed the forge guard's weapon and brutally backhanded the stinking soldier with his bionic gauntlet. Turning the stub carbine on the downed soldier, the Skitarius then sprayed the weapon's barrel back and forth before the throng of corrupted slaves and soldiers. Body after cybernetic body fell before the point-blank fury of the weapon. As his carbine ran empty, Stryker threw it with hydraulic force at a fat, flailing menial who was spilling out of his rubber suit. The weapon struck the warped worker on the hood and dashed the consciousness from him. With the Skitari commander so close and isolated, the forge guard fought back with a vengeance, clambering over the bullet-ridden corpses of their compatriots to get to him. Stepping backwards along the companionway, Stryker tore a pair of fat mind-scrambler grenades from where they were maglocked to his belt. Depressing their studs, he bounced them down the walkway. They detonated with a brief flash, and the mesh companionway became a lightning storm of faint blue energies that crackled about the advancing forge guard. The bioelectric surge coursed through their workings and crippled their minds, causing the corrupted cybernetic soldiers to fall to their knees or clutch their helms in agony. As Quendix and his Skitari advanced hurriedly to envelop Stryker in their number, radium rounds hammered the forge defenders back in a rad storm of savage gunnery. With blackened bodies falling before them in droves, the Skitari pressed on as their protocols dictated. Stryker had already received imperatives from Engra Myrmidex that superseded these. "Sub Alpha Quendix," Stryker transmitted to the officer. "You will take command here and clear the forge temple of false constructs. I want this structure purged of those that answer the call of the Dark Mechanicum. Do you understand?"
"Yes, my Primus," Quendix said,
leaning back out of the path of a bullet that ricocheted off a nearby rail.
"Sir, where are you going?"
Haldron 44 Stryker climbed up on the same rail and hauled himself up through the twisted metal of the companionway above. He looked down at the sub-alpha.
"To inform the master of this forge that he is master no more,"
Stryker told him before climbing up through the labyrinthine scaffolding of the walkways above.